Hello everyone, I'm Yiwei Yang from GitHub PC team from Shanghai Tech. I'm honored to represent my most lovely teammates, Yixuan Meng, Zibin Xu, Kaiyuan Xu, Tianyuan Xu, and Yucheng Liu, five computer science students, going to introduce our SC20 poster to you. First, as you can see in the middle top, the logos of our big head are clustered into different sections like taking charge of CSM, GrowMax, MemXCT, Mystery Apps, Cloud Admin, Benchmark, etc. Our team has diversity in aspects like focusing on different personal research interests in academic fields like distributed IO system, formal execution, machine learning, cybersecurity, and programming language. Future plans of working or researching and extracurricular activities like reinventing wheels, designing drones, or tearing down supercomputer and assembling them again, which are good manifestations of our geeks' daily life. The diversity of focus helps us learn more from each other and from the competition. Let's turn left. For days, we discuss so frequently to come up with a hardware setup that is high in performance per dollar. For the only limitation here is budget. We eventually come to two nodes HB60RS, two nodes P100 with RDMA on, and one nodes 96 AMDV CPUs, which provides the UltraDix NVMEs. We've been working on the possible hacking over Azure hypervisors, stuff like OS scheduler or application cache blocking aware of Zen 2 architecture, and CPU affinity, NUMA control on HB60RS chassis, and seek some kernel bypass or liver techniques over UCX protocol to minimize the overhead of HPC networks. To the bottom, for lack of stable InfiniBand and smart NIC support over Ubuntu, we stuck to self-configured RHEL 8 to let the cloud OS same as our local training machine, so that we can quickly reproduce the problem locally. OpenPBS is our choice for scheduling for its easy configuration. As always, we prefer to use SPEC, which our team made together with a lot of HPC practitioners make contribution to. For we don't have any information on mystery apps, we deployed Portainer for fast environment setup, and also for deployment of HPC performance monitor Telegraph with InfluxDB, in which we add real-time cost specs in case of exceeding the budgets. Let's turn right then. All members are to make their most of strengths in applications. Generally, we investigate in a lot for computer architectural improvements and software compatibility tweak after the profiling. We wrote the auto parameter tuning for LanePack and HPCG for better scores. We add PBS scheduling system supports and tweaked PE layout for CSM, which could get a better mapping config that the data transferring overhead will be reduced. In GrowMax and MemXCT, we use the profiling tools from CPU to GPU to find out the hotspots and try to optimize them by modifying the code. We also utilize static software analysis tools for code audit, which one of our teammates are excel at. We tried different compilers and MPI libraries for MemXCT code, both CPU and GPU version. The graph shown above is a chart to compare how many cores will be the best for different parameters. The graph shown below is the heat map to compare the relationship between the buffer size and partition size. We believe with more considerate and clear analysis like that, the code will run faster, and the winner, we think, should be the team who bear balance between error recovery, CPU and GPU ratio, flexible deployment, and cost balance in mind. We'll try our best to reach it. Thanks for listening.